You've pushed back on the word recession because we don't have quarterly data. The annual data we do have shows a combined 7.5 real terms contraction over 2 years. In any other jurisdiction, if there was a 7.5% contraction, that would be a national emergency. Is your reluctance to say the R word because the situation is actually worse?
What we've had published by Statistics Isle of Man is the national income data from 2023-24, and we do have a lag in terms of that data. The Chief Minister only this week in the House of Keys said we were going to try to get better in terms of the economic data. And you're right, in real terms, both GDP has been reducing over the last 2 years. It has increased in absolute terms, but in real terms, when you look at the high levels of inflation, and again, the year we're looking at, the inflation peaked at 11.9%, it has gone down in real terms. And so, yes, you know, when you get 2 years of real terms reductions, that would be seen as a recession. However, what we're looking here, GDP is quite a crude indicator of the overall health of our island economy. I would say that, wouldn't I, as Treasury Minister? But when you look today at what the economy is doing in terms of the levels of unemployment, which is 0.6%, in terms of the levels of banking deposits, that would, you know, which is at an almost record high, in terms of the resilience of our economy going through 2022-23 and 23-24, we are in a much better situation now than we were then, when government had to intervene to support the economy, to freeze electricity prices, to go through a whole range of measures to make sure that we guaranteed that when we get into this year and into next year, we're in a much better place to deal with what the rest of the world might throw at us. But things are difficult, and I think in terms of people in their home economy know that, in their home budgeting, and as a government, we also recognise that.
If we're not in a recession, what would you describe the current contraction to be?
I mean, there's certainly been signs of an economic slowdown from some of the rapid expansion we had before the pandemic. Obviously, the pandemic happened. We got a bounce back after that and increases in real terms in terms of GDP and GNP, which is a slightly different indicator, which is showing a positive rise and which is also related to income from abroad as well that feeds back into our society and our economy. Things are difficult. I think business confidence, consumer confidence has taken a real knock over the last couple of years. Some of the indicators that we've got at the moment in terms of things like unemployment, things like business investment, things like interest rates coming down, inflation coming down, I hope will feed into the figures for this financial year and next financial year when they're published to show that we've corrected ourselves and we can look a little bit more optimistically. But there are headwinds there, and obviously these figures don't necessarily deal with some of the situation we've seen in the e-gaming industry recently, which have similarly seen a contraction of the number of license holders on the Isle of Man. So there are challenges ahead. I think government absolutely recognise those. That's why we've been reaching out. That's why we've been looking at the economic strategy, meeting with those in business, particularly in sectors such as insurance, banking, finance and e-gaming, looking at how we can support and protect what we've got, but also try to expand that. And obviously, a lot of the work we've been doing in terms of the money value evaluation for next year is about protecting the sectors we have on our island, particularly financial services.
I'll touch on the gross national product. You alluded to that has risen while GDP has fallen, and that suggests that the island is becoming almost a commuter economy for capital, where money is made by Manx entities elsewhere, but the actual productivity on the streets and offices is perhaps dying. Does that trend worry you?
I disagree with what you've just said. Nothing is dying in terms of our economy. I think there are real challenges here, and those have been vocalised both by government and also by representatives from the local economy, and we will be dealing with those and are dealing with those at the moment. In terms of GNP, we have an international-facing economy. We have some absolute world-class financial services here, particularly in terms of the insurance industry. And next week we will be publishing a risk analysis in terms of the insurance industry, which just shows the wide scope of international business they do. That has grown over the last couple of years as the reach of Isle of Man businesses has increased. We've seen some consolidation within banking, insurance, finance, but also e-gaming, and that reach is still there. So that's why I think you're seeing some of the GMP figures going up. But what's really important, I think, for most normal people and people who run small businesses is how much money they've got in their pocket, how much disposable income they've got, what they can actually feed into our local economy. We've seen, yes, some businesses closing down, but new businesses starting up. The government's job really is to enable the right environment for economic growth right the way across the piece, whether it's large companies or small enterprises. And that's why the Chief Minister has made the announcement of looking again at the economic strategy, revisiting it, resetting it, given all the serious challenges we've faced over the last couple of years, which are shown in these historic figures.
Like you say, the government's job, that all hinges around the Island Plan, which aims for a diversified economy. We're not seeing a great situation in some of the domestic-facing sectors. ICT, for example, a sector which the government has championed as the future, but that's collapsed by nearly 40%. Is the Island Plan actually working?
I think it is, because when you look at the various figures, yes, there have been some contractions in terms of information technology, and there have been some effects there, particularly in terms of construction as well, which went through a particularly bad period in the year in question in terms of 23-24, because of some of the very, very high prices for raw materials and the knock-on effect that had on costs, and therefore people putting off some of that investment. But we've seen recently some major infrastructure programs starting again on the Isle of Man. We've seen also visitor numbers increase year on year, and some of the changes that have been made by, for instance, the Department for Enterprise in terms of the timing and the schedule of the Manx Grand Prix have seen significant increase in visitors coming over, particularly on the steam packet. So I think you are seeing some real signs of some optimism there. But I have to admit, we've been through some very difficult years. Those years will continue. We have some big challenges ahead, but I think we are in the right situation to meet them as a nation, and certainly that's part of government's role, to work with all the sectors that are involved to make sure that we succeed for the people of the Isle of Man.
Just final thoughts. So we are becoming more dependent on the insurance sector, for example, 16.9% of GDP, which is a very substantial amount. A lot of other sectors are shrinking, though. Do you think we're putting all our eggs in one basket?
I don't think we are, and I think the insurance sector is described as a very mature sector. It's been here for a long period of time. It really has established itself as a very important long-term partner with the Isle of Man economy. We've also seen, though, some increases in terms of banking. We've seen some growth in terms of other parts of our diverse economy, as you commented on. What we need to do is constantly look at how we can support those businesses that are here, allow them to expand properly, and a lot of that is to do around providing them with the right business environment, but also the right skilled workforce they need to continue to exist here and expand. And that's why things like the skill board is so important, why some of the changes recently to the apprenticeship schemes are really important, and why in next year we will be making some significant announcements of how we can try to boost the local economy and put money back in people's pockets through the budget next year to increase consumer confidence and consumer spending on Ireland.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.